Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because, you know, we've got an exciting show for you. New information, old information, everything put together in a composite presentation so you know where your health is really being built from.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well, we are the Fanatic Organics. Now you know that, you've heard us said it before, but we stand up for that and we live it and always have from moment one. And also at Alive and Well, you get what a combination, organic, herbs, nutrients, combinations, wonderful prices, unique to the max, and also great prices across the boards, anything you could want in the way to build your health positively and beautifully. And there we are at Alive and Well, hand to hand with our best buddy. We're just so in love with our best buddy, the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Broth, broad spectrum. The term covers whatever your choice. If you're vegan, you're vegetarian, oh, you like wild fish, you want organic meats, chickens, all those things are there for you in whatever the direction. They're there for you and organic vegetables. We are very, very continuously grateful to the local organic Maui farmers every day bringing in the beautiful produce incorporated into all our dishes and our wonderful organic juices that we have only in glass. We put them only in glass, not in plastic. And all the fabulous, I get knocked out every single day eating the magnificent foods. And you go over there and the big bowls with incorporating the vegetables, the organic grains, the vegan choices or the vegetarian or wild fish, all of the things are there for you, brilliantly put together by terrific people and terrific choices. And you were going to say, Dan?
I'm getting thirsty just listening to
I
you.
Know. I'm just, every single day, I'm really a nutcase for the organic green juice, you know, the green machine.
Green juice, great. Organic juice is fantastic.
But
bottled in glass, phenomenal.
Yes.
But you left out the Vortex water.
I left it out. I was about to get to it. I have a problem, and Gary knows about it. My problem is that when I think about Vortex water and the Vortex power and the foaming, just like the Himalayan mountains in the old dreams, I start salivating all over the place. I ruin the mic, and then Gary says, you can't talk on it anymore. You've got wet slobber all over everything and all over our pages.
And the dribble chin, that's
the dribble
a good
chin,
one.
Vortex power. Vortex power is at the core of our needs. Tell them.
And Vortex powder.
Power.
Okay. It's nature's health solutions. Everything at Alive and Well is nature's natural health solutions. So whatever your health challenge may be, look to Alive and Well. And if you want counseling one-on-one, Mona and I are not doctors, and we don't pretend to be doctors. We don't present ourselves as doctors. What we do is share with you information that we have gleaned in the past 60 years of being in the natural health food business.
And there's never a charge, and you're very comfortable in a beautiful area.
All you have to do is call to make an appointment so somebody else isn't there when you want to come in. And when you come in, you are presented with a glass of Vortex water, as well as the discussion. Okay,
it's really wonderful.
And it's incredible water. It's much better absorbed and better, I don't want to say salivating.
Yes.
It is salivating, but it is also better moisturizing for every cell in your body.
That's
because
right.
It's more efficiently absorbed as H2O.
You know, and it's got a lot of background. This is a lot of background throughout the world. And Vortex Power, okay, they're talking right over here that even in 1938, this famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine, the highest award, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. He wouldn't have gotten the Nobel Prize if he hadn't proved that. These two parameters, he talked also about the importance of the hydrogenation, et cetera, and the pH. These two parameters, oxygen and hydrogen, are positively and brilliantly supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of vortex is 7.8. The water is highly structured, detoxifying, has a great cell availability proven, saves energy, and is amazing how it can save lives. Go ahead. And even dogs and cats like it. People tell us all the time. They give their doggy or their cat. And plants love it too. But beside, the thing that we're focusing on are people.
And it's energizing. It's rejuvenating. It is all the wonderful things that the real water is. Real water changes to so-so water by sitting in pipes for a length of time, in storage tanks for any length of time, and it loses that volatility. Well, the vortex machines we have at Alive and Well rejuvenate and spin that water around just like it's a Maui waterfall. Well, next time you drive to Hana, check out the waterfalls, because that's exactly what vortex water is. It is rejuvenated. It is vibrant. It is alive and well.
And it actually has been proven to support your body, vortex water, in the neutralization. That means get them neutralized, get rid of the enemy, of the neutralization of free radicals. Those are the killer guys. And the body rejuvenates and regenerates much faster. Isn't that wonderful?
It's fantastic.
That is fantastic. And we're here sharing very important information, and we're very grateful to the holistically minded doctors for the information they've given. And we're starting here because this is so critically important. A very, 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 very famous doctor and cardiologist, a world-renowned cardiologist, that's a heart specialist, wrote this book, and on the cover, he said, the most important book of your life, and the name of the book, Eradicating, that means getting rid of, Eradicating Heart Disease, Dr. Matthias Rath, MD, cardiologist.
You know, for years we've been told that 800,000 people a year die of heart disease. 800,000. Well, folks, those numbers have been revised by the Department of Health. It's now 900,000 people die of heart disease.
In America, that's right.
That's in America. And every one of them is on cholesterol drugs and blood pressure drugs and blood thinning drugs and every drug in the world which is supposed to control heart disease. Well, how much of a control is that when nearly a million people a year are taking all the drugs under a doctor's supervision and they pop off?
That's right. They die.
By using what the programs that Dr. Rath and other holistic cardiologists recommend, you rebuild your heart.
Exactly what he says.
You restore the functions of your whole cardiovascular system.
That's what he says.
How do you do that? How many blood pressure drugs do you take? How many anti-cholesterol drugs do these holistic physicians recommend? None. They do it with nutrients.
That's what he says. That's right. Heart attacks and strokes are not diseases. This he has on his cover.
Mm-hmm.
They are caused by vitamin deficiencies. America's number one killers can be prevented, says the doctor, by an optimum intake of the essential nutrients. And this book shows you how. And we're going to be talking about those.
And a half a dozen doctors have, in discussions over the years, we've been doing this for about 60 years, half a dozen doctors, cardiologists, and other general practitioners have confided in us during conversations with them, who they came into our store to buy vitamins, their own vitamin supply, that they receive zero nutritional instruction and education in medical school. That's hard to believe, but that's what right out of the doctor's mouths, this is what they tell us.
Right, and it's just amazing all the things that he says. And in the book he has here, and he shows the heart and shows the things, he says, and one of these topics, he says, reversing heart disease and decreasing angina pectoris, where the heart, you die. And he goes over here, the most important metabolism of the heart muscle cells to keep them pumping efficiently. Right at the top of his list is acetyl L-carnitine, which we have talked about.
That's an amino acid.
That's right.
Derived from food.
But it passes the blood-brain and the heart barrier. The acetyl form passes readily and does all the work with zero, none, no side effects. And he says here, right along with it, is cardio coenzyme Q10, the 100% ubiquinol, cardio coenzyme Q10, and he talks about the critical nature, improving them, and shows it in pictures, okay? And of regenerating the heart muscle. The supporting nutrients that he has along with that are the B vitamins, magnesium, and the minerals. And right at the top with that, natural vitamin E, not the synthetic, but the natural, and vitamin C, okay? Helping to decrease the deposits, okay, of that. And then along with this amazing statements that he makes, the amazing statements, okay. He says here, nutritional recommendations to reverse heart disease. And he says, these are my recommendations to help you reverse existing heart disease and to achieve optimum cardiovascular health. These recommendations, says the doctor, are based on scientific discoveries and the most important effects at the ingredients they are given.
And they're the highest, our cardio CoQ10 and our acetyl L-carnitine and every nutrient that carries the Alive and Well label in our store is the highest quality obtainable. It is manufactured under the most strict conditions to be the finest and most bioactive forms of the different vitamins, okay? The things that holistic physicians recommend, we get our vitamins from holistic physicians who are also manufacturers. They're guaranteed to be the highest, purest, most effective form of food nutrients, which builds life in every cell in your body.
That's right. He says here, right, these are his own words, heart attacks and strokes can be completely eradicated. Can you imagine if this was actually practiced?
Sure.
And here, and this is the doctor saying, I'm quoting him, we are now able to summarize our knowledge of causes, prevention, and the treatment of coronary heart disease and other forms of cardiovascular disease as follows. Heart attacks, strokes, and all cardiovascular diseases are caused by vitamin deficiencies. Optimum.
Say that one more time.
Heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular disease are primarily caused by vitamin deficiencies.
And does that mention anything about synthetic drugs? Does that say anything about all the drugs that people are put on for heart disease?
He says right then, right following that, optimal supplementation with the natural vitamins and essential nutrients is the basic therapeutic measure for prevention and successful treatment of all cardiovascular diseases. I encourage my colleagues, these are the other doctors he's talking about, in clinical medicine, to spread the information as soon as possible for the benefits of your own patients and millions of others.
And where do you hear that?
Grief.
Anything on television about that?
Never.
Anything in the newspaper about that? Do you ever get that personal one-on-one information in conversation with your cardiologist? They never mention that.
No.
What are they're there to sell drugs, and that's what cardiologists have told me in the past 60 years.
That's right, and he says here, cardiomyopathies, when he talks about that, that's the weakening and failure of the heart muscle. And he says they are caused by vitamin deficiencies. Cardiomyopathy, he defines it, is a weakness of the heart muscle leading to heart failure. Cardiomyopathies are caused by vitamin deficiencies of millions of heart muscle cells. Supplementation of these essential nutrients prevent and treat cardiomyopathies. And he goes over here. Can you, I know it's difficult sometimes, but coenzyme CardioQ10 benefits patients with heart failure. He shows it in a diagram. Tremendous improvement with the CardioQ10 improves the heart pumping function. Can you read that?
Here we go, folks.
Okay.
CardioQ10, that's is a critical fuel, says the doctor, for the functioning of the miniature power plants, our bioenergy centers in each cell of our body. And what are those centers? They're called mitochondria. Every heart muscle cell The cell itself is invisible unless you put it under a microscope. And once you put a human heart cell under a microscope, a world of complete awe and wonder opens before your eyes. Because in every heart muscle cell, there are invisible mitochondria. And those mitochondria create energy for the one invisible cell. Well, a heart muscle cell contains about 5,000 invisible mitochondria. And their sole function is to create energy to keep that one cell alive and pumping blood, which is what your heart muscle is. It's a blood pump to every other cell in your body. The doctor says it's essential for the proper breathing of our cells. Cardiocoenzyme Q10 was found to be much lower in blood and in the heart of patients who have heart disease compared to those who are healthy persons. The following improvements were observed after a few weeks of taking CardioCoQ10. Patients with very severe forms of heart failure benefited the most from coenzyme Q10 supplementation. The pumping function of these patients increased more than 200%.
Wow, hear that again. Say that again.
The pumping function of these patients, the most compromised heart conditions, the pumping function of these patients increased more than 200%.
200%, not 1%, not 2%,
200%. 200% improvement while taking the CardioCoQ10.
Unbelievable.
In general, says the cardiologist, the more severe the heart feature condition in a patient, the greater was the benefit from taking coenzyme Q10.
Cardio, and the cardio form is the only form.
And he goes on to say, CardioCoenzyme Q10 has no side effects.
No side effects.
None.
No side effects.
Can your cardiologist say that about any drug he's giving you?
And he goes on forever. I'm sorry. Goes on forever about how this prolongs the life of all patients who have heart failure. And then he's going to be saying right here, the acetyl-L-carnitine in the heart muscle cells prevents and reverses severe heart failure. And he shows it in diagrams.
And
here,
acetyl-L-carnitine is a food source of L-carnitine. Carnitine creates new mitochondria, strengthening the heart muscle, strengthening every cell in your heart, every cell in your body, but especially the muscle of the heart. It creates new, energized, active, bioactive life functions of making that cell pump more blood and become more effective.
And after showing that in the diagram, he says here, the important nutrient which is frequently deficient in heart failure patients is acetyl-L-carnitine. The main role is to improve the energy level at the cell in the cells by transporting energy molecules to the power plants of each cell. Acetyl-L-carnitine removes useless fuel from the power plants inside each cell, waste removal, and improves their function.
Those power plants the doctor is talking about,
yes,
are the mitochondria.
The mitochondria
in every cell creates life in that one cell. And every single cell in the heart muscle contains 5,000 mitochondria in every invisible cell.
Yeah, he says that low levels of acetyl-L-carnitine lead to an impaired function at the cellular power plants and consequently in low energy level in the heart muscle. Important studies were carried out by his colleagues that were working with him. These are cardiologists at the German Heart Center in Berlin. They measured acetyl-L-carnitine in small pieces of heart muscles routinely taken from heart failure patients for diagnostic purposes. The following significant findings were made in this medical study. The highest levels of acetyl-L-carnitine were found in the heart muscle cells of healthy hearts. The weaker the heart function of the patient, the lower the amount of acetyl-L-carnitine measured in the heart muscle cells. Thus, acetyl-L-carnitine deficiencies was found conclusively to be closely related to the degree and severity of heart failure. Did we hear this? And would you just read this, dear? This right. here and then this here.
All right. Acetyl-L-carnitine benefits heart failure patients, says this renowned cardiologist. It decreases the edema. Means edema. Less water.
That's water. Yeah, that's right.
Less water accumulation in the legs and other parts of the body.
Very important. Could you just stop a second? That's so critically important because that's so it's so common. You can see this all around. The legs swelling, the heart's not pumping right. The ankles are all swollen up, harder to breathe, harder to move around. And he says, what does he say about acetyl-L-carnitine?
It removes excess water.
There you go, by improving the pumping action of the heart.
It also, there's less shortness of breath during exercise.
There you go.
You can breathe more efficiently, and the oxygen and nutrients that are dependent upon the cell environment is improved dramatically by proper oxygenation and removal of cellular debris. It also has less need for drugs. Digitalis medication was cut in half when those patients were given the acetyl-L-carnitine.
Gosh. Okay. And no zero, that over and over we keep quoting, even before we're quoting this top cardiologist, saying, well, there's zero side effects. All benefits, no side effects.
And the doctor goes on to say, since acetyl-L-carnitine deficiency is obviously an important factor for the development of heart failure, it is no surprise that dietary carnitine, acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation greatly benefits patients with heart failure.
Unbelievable. And yet it's not practice. It isn't practice because there's no big money to it, but we'll be getting into that too. But acetyl-L-carnitine, also we had all the quotes, we had all the of all the clinical trials, was more powerful than any antidepressant, which have terrible side effects, the drugs. Mm-hmm. All much more powerful, and in 2 to 3 days, all the depression was gone in the patients that used it. Has many, and neurological regeneration. That was the other big quote of the studies, nerve regeneration in those, because diabetics and a lot of other people.
Well, the water accumulation creates complete misfunctioning of every cell in your body.
Exactly.
That's why you have kidneys, to remove the water from your cells. And the acetyl-L-carnitine works dramatically, helping to reduce water buildup. He goes on to say, less water accumulation in their bodies with taking acetyl-L-carnitine, an increased natural water excretion from their bodies, and has less shortness of breath, a normalized heartbeat. How about that?
A normalized heartbeat.
Just getting rid of the excess water. Without the drugs.
Without the drugs and the murderous operations.
The toxicity of the drugs is phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
But by using the acetyl-L-carnitine, says this renowned cardiologist, you remove the excess water. There is no buildup of edema. And it also normalized the heartbeat rate. And taking acetyl-L-carnitine, he says, was safe with no side effects.
That's just what all of them say in the study. Safe with no side effects.
Safe and no side effects were observed.
It goes on and on. I just wish I could go on and just thank him so much for just everything that he's done.
But
okay?
All this information is obfuscated and talked over by the drug industry to sell you drugs.
That's right.
Why? Because they say the drugs are the most effective way. Well, with 900,000 people dying every year of heart disease, all on the drugs, how effective can it really be?
Yes, and thank you, Dr. Matthias Rath, leading cardiologist, for your book, Eradicating Heart Disease. And he says, as he says on the front, the most important book of your life, heart attacks and strokes are not diseases. They are caused by vitamin deficiencies.
Vitamin deficiencies.
That's what he says right on the front. America's number one killers can be prevented by an optimal intake of essential nutrients. Okay? Just as he said. And you know, this comes right at the time, too, of what's in the news. And this is what's in the news, all right? And they call it Big Pharma, pharmaceutical drug industry, called Big Pharma in the news. Just came out a couple of days ago. 6 ways big pharma and big food. Now we're talking, they're talking about the commercial food loaded with their chemicals and poisons. 6 ways big pharma and big food are trying to control the natural healthcare industry in the U.S. This is the Stein, okay? Big pharma and big food's tentacles reach deep into almost every area that controls which products, services, and health information the majority of the population have access to. They have a disproportionate influence on all our political systems, regulation, markets, medical standards, information, legal pressure, and cultural condition. Well, this is, it's big in the news. Huge in the news that they've just published. I'll be sharing this with you, okay? Then there are two PhD doctors, Onyeko and Rob Verkik, sharing this information about the information that came out, okay? The U.S. spends more, I'm reading word for word, the U.S. spends more on healthcare than any country in the world by a wide margin. In 2024 alone, spending reached an estimated $5.3 trillion, 18% of the gross domestic product, averaging over $15,000 per person. Yet despite this extraordinary investment, the U.S., listen, underlying, and he underlines this, despite this extraordinary investment, the U.S. consistently ranks at the bottom of all hell high-income nations for life expectancy. U.S., the bottom for life expectancy. Chronic disease burden and preventable deaths. Put simply, the industrialized country that spends the most on healthcare is also the least healthy.
That's what Robert F. Kennedy's been saying for years.
Yes, he has.
In his private life and examples. But under the auspices of the federal government, the Make America Healthy Again is a wonderful program because he's trying to incorporate as much of this information as possible within the bureaucracy of the federal government.
That's right.
And he's having a very hard time doing that because the drug industry and the food industry, these are manufacturers. These are the people who are telling you that vitamins, yeah, you want to take a vitamin, go ahead, take a vitamin, knock yourself out. But it's the vitamins that create life.
That's right.
No drug in the world ever creates new cellular life.
And organic foods away from all their chemicals. And he says here, this is the quote from, okay, all medical research. The scale of ill health makes this contradiction difficult to ignore. In other words, we spend more and we're the least healthy. Research in 2023, that's going back, found that 76.4% of American adults live with at least one chronic condition, while 51.4% were managing multiple chronic illnesses. For many Americans, long-term disease has become normalized rather than exceptional. This raises a fundamental question. What role is the U.S. healthcare system actually playing? Listen, I'm quoting the medical here. Prescription drugs remain the most important intervention used for people with chronic diseases. Prescription medications are now recognized as the third leading cause of death in all industrialized countries, behind only heart failure. Prescription medications, third leading cause of death. Would you read this and then give it back to me?
Oh, you don't. Going on with the article, folks, word for word. Public criticism is therefore focused heavily on big pharma, and much of that concern is justified. However, pharmaceutical dominance alone does not explain why Americans are so sick. Health outcomes are shaped long before a prescription drug is even written. Research consistently shows that 80% of chronic conditions, including cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes and the cancers, could be prevented and significantly reduced through natural health approaches.
Wow.
Such as, get this one, nutrition.
Woo!
Is nutrition taught in medical schools?
No.
According to holistic physicians who've who've come in my store and had discussions with me, they never had 1 minute of nutritional training.
That's what we've also quoted too. That's well known. No nutritional training in the medical schools.
Other natural health approaches are a lifestyle change and taking vitamin supplements and other preventive interventions. And that's why we have, the Alive and Well logo always says Alive and Well. Underneath it is Nature's Health Solutions.
Free of chemicals, free of poisons, free of toxins, high concentrations, and low prices.
So, if this is the case, says the cardiologist, why are these approaches not more central to chronic disease prevention and chronic disease care? The answer, he says, lies not in ignorance, but in an orchestrated plan that has been decades in the making. Health outcomes, it turns out, are shaped by who writes the rules, who controls the market, and by whom health information is controlled.
Unbelievable, but I'm grateful that this information is coming out, because they go on with the research that what has been proven going on, and drugs, and they're quoting this thing over here. Drugs are presumed, quote, safe and effective on receipt of their drug license, at least until either is disproven during post-marketing surveillance, and they list a whole lot of them.
So,
like,
wait a minute.
Thalidomide and Vioxx.
Wait a minute. They are assumed.
That's right, assumed.
Read that first statement.
That's when he goes on to say that. Drugs are presumed, quote, safe and effective on receipt of their drug license, at least until either is disproven during post-marketing, after they've marketed, like the drugs like thalidomide and Vioxx and the many others that kill. Foods and natural products, by contrast, must continuously justify any health claims made and any disease treatment, mitigation, or prevention claims. They are prohibitive. When rules, language, and evidence thresholds are written this way, natural health is constrained not by science, but by those who write the rules and set the narrative around human health care. And then they go on to say, which is the Alliance for Natural Health reporting, who really controls the game, who writes the rules, and they say right here, it's political and regulatory power. Who controls the money? Corporate and market gatekeepers. Who decides so-called standard care? The medical system control. And who controls what you hear? Media and narrative control. How risk and law are weaponized? Legal and liability tactics. How are our minds manipulated? Psychological conditioning. Power, profits, and perceptions share the game. They go on with all the background to that. And, you know, right over here, Dan, would you read this page? Okay.
Well, things are assumed to be safe. Drugs are assumed to be safe.
Liar.
Who makes that assumption? Who says they're safe? Well, the drug industry, the people who manufacture them, say, well, generally, this is a very safe drug. Generally? How about not so generally? How about so individually? They can't make that statement.
And before we do this, remember what has shaped a great part of my life since I was young and saw Cabaret and all the wonderful performers, the great writers of that great musical, but Joel Grey and the part he played, and one of the things that he sang stayed with me forever.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round in a most amusing way.
Money, 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 money. It makes the world go round, but I could never sing it the way Joel Grey did. Okay? You go ahead. But that stayed with me because I saw that in everything, everywhere. Okay?
Sure.
Money makes the world go round. Go ahead.
Where was it you want me to read?
Okay. So it's just over here.
Okay. All right. Talking about the researches. Organizations contracted by the drug companies. This shift has untold impact study designs, study publications, study regulations, and medical education reflect the pharmaceutical interests.
Oh, what a surprise!
Who gets the most benefit from the pharmaceuticals? The pharmaceutical drug manufacturers.
Right, and they've taken away all the rights of all the nutrients that have been proven to be helpful in all these dysentery. And you can't say that. The only word you can put in there is supports. Supports. It can't go for the specifics. Go ahead.
And in so doing, the pharmaceutical interests leaving natural therapies without comparable capital, unable to produce the forms of evidence regulators, insurers, and clinicians are so structurally conditioned to demand. Again, money makes the world go round.
That's right. You know, they're reporting in over here, they're reporting, and it, combined with regulatory capture and heavy pharmaceutical lobbying. Do you understand what that means?
That's
lobbying, the government, lobbying, heavy pharmaceutical lobbying, control of money and markets systematically prioritizes pharmaceutical drugs over natural health and substances long before consumers are offered any real choice. Because industry funds most large trials, the hierarchy is skewed. 69% of industry studies focus on drugs. Gosh. Well,
can you imagine? Can you imagine a pharmaceutical company giving this information as science to uneducated senators and congressmen and bureaucrats in the government? What do those senators, congressmen, and bureaucrats know about nutrition?
Right, and that's what I want you to
what
read.
What do they know about health?
Right.
Only what the drug companies tell them, because they believe what the drug companies say, because the drug companies what? Have done all the work, all the research, all the information that's available is from the drug cartel. So, hey, would they lie to me? No.
I want you to read this, and first I'm going to do the intro, and I'll give it to you in a second. Funding and publication bias reinforce this hierarchy. Industry-sponsored studies are 27% more likely to favor the sponsor's product, and 69% of industry funding comparative effectiveness studies focus only on drugs, while all the negative results are routinely suppressed. And they can go on even specifics about antidepressant research would be so dangerous and terrible. 92% of them, these trials were so dangerous, but they kept promoting their antidepressants. Well, even the acetyl-L-carnitine, which we quoted from other countries and places that they use it, has zero side effects and works better than any other anti. And can you read this right here?
Alrighty.
Down through here.
In 2024 alone, the pharmaceutical industry spent $294 million.
Wow.
$294 million on lobbying, while industry funding now covers about 70% of doctor training. Industry funding, that's the pharmaceutical industry funds about 70% of doctor training.
And they paid all those millions for the politicians and everything to support them.
And that doctor training does not include nutrition.
Good.
Guidelines built on this evidence base are enforced through reimbursement rules and medical boards that determine acceptable practice. What is the acceptable practice? Well, what the drug companies say it is. During the pandemic, clinicians prioritizing nutrition, prevention, or off-guideline approaches were suspended or barred from practice and signaling that deviation carries real risk.
Unbelievable.
Their medical license was taken away from them if they recommended nutrition.
Exactly. Suspended.
Who controls what you're allowed to hear? Natural health is constrained not only by evidence rules, but by visibility itself. As the saying goes, he who pays the piper dictates the tune.
Now, wait a minute.
Money
say that
makes
again.
The world go round, the world go round,
the world go round. Money makes the world go round in a most horrific way.
But, I'll read that to you again.
Who pays? Say that statement
okay.
again.
Natural health is constrained not only by evidence rules made by the drug companies, but by visibility itself. As the saying goes, he who pays the piper dictates the tune.
He who pays the piper dictates the tune.
And who pays the piper?
Drugs. Pharmaceutical drug industry and and the fake food and all the other things. Big pharma and big food. That's what they do.
Legacy media is structurally dependent on pharmaceutical advertising. I'll say that again.
Say it again.
Legacy media is structurally dependent on pharmaceutical advertising.
Unbelievable. You know that, you know, one thing we don't have to educate people about, Dan. If they keep the TV on any particular show that they like, just about every commercial is a drug commercial. And then they quickly say, the side effect could cause death, could cause this, could cause blood, could cause blood, and then, but these are not all the side effects, right?
Sorry.
Every single commercial,
listen,
just about.
Next time you see a commercial on television, listen to the sotto voce voice that's being spoken while children are playing or people are swimming and having a great time. Being
that's
alive.
Right. Good words, but, sotto voce, in a soft tone. And then at the end, after all the little things in the fine print, which they're not saying, they say, it says at the bottom, these are not all the possible side effects.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Legacy media is structurally dependent on pharmaceutical advertising. Between January and October 2024, pharmacy brands spent $7.9 billion on ads, with over $5.3 billion going to national and local TV, accounting for roughly 10 to 12% of all TV ad revenue. 10 to 12%.
Unbelievable.
And it was $5.3 billion. Prescription drugs prescription drug ads alone drove 11.6% of national linear TV spend. This dependence creates incentives to avoid narratives that challenge the drug-centered models while marginalizing the natural alternatives that do not buy airtime.
I'm not saying this isn't depressing to be listening to, but at the same time, it's important.
It's enlightening.
Enlightening. We need to be aware of the thing. All right. They talk about all the background. Everything is based. Okay. Everything is based on true background. And they're talking about here, even specifics. This could go on. And natural health brands face advertising suspensions for any health claims. Okay, this is just what I was saying. Anytime you make a health claim or using words like treat or prevent and discussing evidence-based substances, and they also says that Big Pharma shapes the discourse via, and this is capitalized, key opinion leaders. A study just recently done investigating the 200% increase in opioid-related deaths found that companies like Purdue Pharma and Janssen drove widespread opioid prescribing through the key opinion leaders. All the people they kill, 200% increase in the opioid-related deaths. Today, this manufactured consensus extends to platforms where patient influences are paid to promote medications. They frame natural health as unproven and use coordinated reporting programs to stigmatize any non-drug interventions. They are actually curated pharmaceutical narratives. Conventional pharmaceuticals account for more than 99% of all adverse drug events reported to the FDA, while homeopathic natural products represent only a minute fraction of less than 1%. Can you believe this?
Pretty pertinent stuff.
It just goes on, okay, and it goes on about how the world, our nation has changed. So we have to make a. I know that they go on about all the backgrounds in all of these things. Pharmaceutical drugs, over-the-counter medications, and prescription are responsible for 2 million emergency department visits annually. More than 2 million that they know of, right, and admit to.
Just in the U.S.
Just to that, right, okay? And More than 75% of U.S. adults live with at least one chronic condition, and diabetes, cancer, whole thing, while it goes on about that. But I know that it seems repetitive, but at the same time, key drivers of our poor health are normalized. Ultra-processed foods now make up 60% or more of our daily calories in the U.S., while studies show that the nutrient levels are next to non-existent. The result is a population that is overfed, yet nutrient deficient. Rather than addressing these underlying causes, the dominant response remains pharmaceutical drugs. Unhealthy environments, chronic illness fuel the drug dependence, while natural health is pushed to the background. Can you read this here, dear?
Can I read? Let me have that.
I'll give you a stage. I'm sharing the stage with you.
Okay, here we go, kids. Ultimately, says the doctor, it will depend on how these six macro drivers are confronted together. The pharmaceuticals still remain far and away the most substantial influence on health. And Big Pharma still holds a dominant market share of the types of vitamins, the types of minerals, and fatty acids and amino acids and botanicals that are available through major multiples and pharmacies. Big Pharma and Big Food's tentacles reach deep into almost every area that controls products and services and health information that the majority of the population has access to. They have a disproportionate influence on political systems, on regulation, on markets, on medical standards, information control, and legal pressure and cultural conditioning. How do they do that? Well, money makes the world go round.
That's exactly right, but we have to take stand, and we have one last little summarizing statement that they have over here. A future where natural health is protected, researched, and accessible would not only expand our choice, it would move healthcare from a system built around managing disease through synthetic chemical interventions to one capable of sustaining human health, because natural systems work in concert with our bodies and minds, not against them. That's a good summary that they have here, and a very true summary. That's absolutely true. So again, not doctors, don't pretend to be, but we give you the information, and thank God for holistically minded doctors who have come out with this information, which is absolutely critical. Come to Alive and Well.
The information we share with you is directly from the writings and mouths of holistic physicians.
Exactly. And the facts of all these different things, it's important that you know. Important that you know. Come to Alive and Well. You can call our 877-4950 for any one of our services. We'll mail anything for you. We'll ship anything. You can call that number. You want to get all the great food at the Broth Cafe. Have it ready for you to pick up. Have it ready for you when you want to sit there and eat. Just call us. It'll all be ready for you. It'll all be ready for you. And instead of having your friends come to the house or your loved ones and giving them any of the garbage, why don't you change to the organic and wondrous way? You save a lot of money, and you're giving beautiful organic foods. Remember that about the broth and about Alive and Well, because we never forget you. We love you. We care about you. And it's all there and wonderful.
All at Alive and Well, and the name indicates exactly what we do. Help you be alive and well with nature's health solutions. Not the drugs, not the poisons, but the real life. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time, folks,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.